angry foster parents get organized. In Washington state, some have decided the best way to get respect from government officials is to unionize. They're the first foster parents in the nation to join a labor union. Austin Jenkins of Northwest News Network reports.
It's a snowy night at the home of Mike and Beth Canfield in Bremerton, Washington.
Uh-oh, I missed it.
In the basement rec room, Mike plays a game of pool with three of his five children.
I'll go. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
3. 5.
It was 7, so you go.
You little punk!
This is a scene typical of any large, unwieldy family living together under the same roof. But here, all of the children are foster kids. High needs foster kids.
Chronic Tourette's, ODD, ADHD.
We have a kid that's suicidal.
For the past 2 decades, the Canfields have opened their home to children who need a safe place to stay. The state reimburses them about $1,500 per month for each high needs child. The Canfields, who have 3 grown biological sons, say they have a gift for helping troubled kids.
We just have a way of working with them and talking with them and being with them that they grow. And so it, for us, it's like each kid is a new jigsaw puzzle, and we like putting puzzles together. So the big piece is, too, is it breaks my heart to see kids out there suffering. They don't need to.
Even though the Canfields are considered volunteer foster parents, their home feels more like a professional group home. They even have 2 part-time staff members, paid for by the state, who help care for the children.
When you work with the extreme kids, it has to become your life or you can't meet their needs. It's a full-time job.
A full-time job with no benefits, and some foster parents say not much respect. That's why earlier this year, several hundred members of the Foster Parents Association of Washington did something unprecedented. They became dues-paying members of the largest state workers' labor union. Beth Canfield insists this is about making foster care better in Washington state.
I'm excited that at some point the state's going to realize that what we're asking for is in their best interest as well as ours. And I think it's going to make change.
So what changes do these foster parents want? Most of all, they say to feel more supported and valued. They also think it's vital they have more input when the state makes decisions about the children in their care. Government officials respond they're already taking steps to improve relations with foster parents. Cheryl Stephanie is an assistant secretary with the agency that oversees the foster care system.
I have a commitment to work with foster parents, to be partners in the care of the child and in the planning for the child, and that we're developing structures to do that, and that their voice at the table in planning for those children is critical.
But fed-up foster parents say it's too little, too late. This January, the union will ask the Washington legislature for meet and confer status. That's a legal designation that would allow foster parents to negotiate such things as reimbursement rates. Eventually, the union may seek the right to negotiate wages and benefits. Again, Mike Canfield.
The way foster parents are seen needs to be different. We should be as social workers, because we are social workers, but we should be seen as professionals.
The notion of professionalizing foster care disturbs Joe Zarelli. He's a Republican Washington State Senator and former foster parent himself. He worries that relationships between foster parents and kids could be poisoned by a shift away from the traditional volunteer model.
What that makes it into, in my opinion, is a business. And I can guarantee you, having had close to 40 teenage and some younger adolescent kids in our home, that those kids, if they see that it's all about a business arrangement for you, then they're not going to become comfortable in that home and their lives aren't going to change.
Senator Zarelli vows to fight the union's effort to win legal recognition, but with a Democratic majority in both the Washington State House and Senate, union organizers are cautiously optimistic. The Canfields are optimistic, too.
It's not an us-against-them thing, and I really believe that when the dust settles with all of this, everyone's going to realize it was in everybody's best interest.
The Canfields believe they'll be retired before the state makes major changes in the system, but they hope this unionization effort makes life better for the next generation of foster families in Washington state. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.